The Cape Breton Regional Municipality will be reinstating residential tipping fees at the Spar Waste Management Facility in Sydney midway through the month. The fees were originally removed after a week in early July, marked by missed and late garbage pickups following the CBRM taking on all garbage pickup from private contractors in April. The CBRM removed tipping fees at the Spar facility in light of the pickup issues, so residents could dispose of waste with no cost, as the CBRM worked out the issues with the pickup system. After a month of working on a new plan that included hiring 8 additional solid waste staff, the municipality says tipping fees will return for the Spar facility on September 17th. CBRM Mayor Cecil Clark explained why they're bringing the tipping fees back now.
The CBRM is reinstating the tipping fees. Officials have looked at the curbside collection pressures and things have normalized in terms of what their expectations are. They analyze calls to 311. And as of September 17th, and allowing for some more time for anyone that wishes to take anything to Spar Road, they can do that at the facility there. But moving back to the tipping fees will reestablish what the council direction was before there were challenges with the new delivery system.
He was also asked if the municipality had ironed out the kinks in solid waste operations.
Well, like everything else with systems, everything has been stabilized. And all of the working efforts by officials is to provide a more stable service, as I indicated. But most importantly, as of September 17th, we believe that from an operational point of view, all of the aspects of providing the services that are required curbside, but also at Spar Road to deal with the pressures and the cost of managing that facility can be offset because those are challenges we have in meeting the needs of our community. So again, officials have determined and have done the assessment and have looked at the calls and concerns that come in and feel that we will be, as of September 17th, in an operational stability mode and the tipping fees will be reinstated.
Any waste brought to the facility under 100 kilograms will cost $5, with a cost of $8 per 100 kilograms after the first 100. Meanwhile, the municipality is addressing concerns that fewer international students at Cape Breton University might cause a downturn in ridership for the transit service. However, a CBRM official says it could be a good thing for the transit system. Reports of a smaller number of international students causing ridership to drop in Halifax raises questions on the CBRM's transit service and how fewer international students is affecting it. CBRM Communications Manager Christina Lamy says it hasn't been a complete negative for the service.
We would be experiencing the same decline of international students as in other areas. It's not necessarily a downgrade for our bus service, though, because we were kind of bursting at the seams before. So this has allowed us to grow the bus service as we have over the last number of years, also increase the modernization aspects of our service with the new tap and pay system that we have on buses. And so now we have a very stable, modernized service in use right now, which positions it very well for further growth.
She says for several years, the transit service was running at and beyond capacity, and fewer international students this year has also allowed the service to stabilize so it can accept a larger number of students in the future. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.